There it is.
I was booshing you today.
Did you see Ad and I both like this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to Sunday service.
Crack him if you got him, son.
Crack him if you got him, son.
Crack him if you got him, son.
Nothing better than a triple crack him on a wonderful Sunday service afternoon. It's actually not that great of weather outside.
No.
But the weather in here is spicy.
It's clear.
It's clear, and you're here for the Cowboys Can Fan Show Sunday service. And how are you two feeling over there?
I'm feeling good. It's a Sunday. Me and Adam went and saw
Alex
Fall Guy.
Alex Lynn's, because we took the kids to see Fall Guy. Brought them along as third wheels for Alex and I's date.
Nice.
And Lynn's is like, I feel like, is this technically like Alex is a date with me as my other husband or my older kid? I said, definitely older kid.
Older kid.
Yeah. I brought my three sons and my wife. My two sons and my stepson.
The kid that you guys had when you were 16.
Nobody sat in his seat, though.
No, they did.
Shut
up. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We got to the back row. We got to the back row, and there's four people sitting across. And I was like,
Despicables, I call them.
What the fuck is going on?
And so this is you guys had ticket seat numbers. You went to a movie with, you pick your seat.
There's no other way.
You get an assigned seat.
Yeah, and the reason it's a big deal is because everyone's played this game before. If you've gone to enough movies where you're like, oh, I'm not going to say anything, and you sit down in another seat, and then those people show up,
and then you're the asshole.
And now you have to move and tell this person. It's just like it's just get it over, rip the Band-Aid off, and you just can't say no.
What did they say to you?
Or you can't say okay.
They didn't say anything, but
we got up there. It was just this one dude, and he had his popcorn on our seat, and we actually had one more seat over because I figured no one's going to pick. In the row of five people, there was two seats.
Yep.
And there was lots of tickets. I was like, no weirdo is going to pick the two remaining seats here. Anyways, they did. And
there was four of them. So two of them were in our seats, but it was only one guy manning the station. So we got up and we're like, these are our seats. He moved stuff over. And we gave him even one of the seats as a grace period. So then when the three girls came up, it was almost like they're like, you actually moved? And I was like, yeah. And I wanted to say, yeah, fucking did move. So it was actually bothering me.
Show me your tickets.
Yeah.
Show me your tickets.
It was bothering me more than it was that guy. I don't think the guy knew where he was sitting. I think he was just going along with it. But
oh, yeah. He was just out. He was a hound dogging for those girls.
You know what? This is Friday at 7 p.m. So it was prime time movie for a brand new movie out this weekend. I'm not doing that anymore. I like the Sunday 7 o'clock late show. I like a midweek late show because you don't get all
a week and a half in.
Yeah, because when we went, even the people in front of us, there was this guy and this girl and their three kids or two kids on a date, and the kids were eight, maybe younger, and they were here, and so they were standing up and walking around and fucking being loud, and the parents weren't telling them to sit down and shut up.
They were walking around during the movie.
Yeah, no, literally standing. And then, sitting on their parents' lap. It was just, it was so fucking annoying. But
in front of you?
Yeah.
That's when I just start kicking the seat.
Well,
oops.
I think.
Oh, oops. Oops. Popcorn shower. Whoops.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, that's something I just don't really stand. Although, I must have just been locked in because
he was locked in.
It didn't bug me as much.
Locked in or how high?
No, he was.
I smoked a couple.
How vaped?
I just smoked two of the small J's.
Okay.
I lost half of one on the way, so.
He lost half of one flicking it at the little kid in front of him.
I was just holding it cool beside my window, and the wind sucked it out.
Speaking of AJ with losing weed, what about at the Thanksgiving Day game when you kept dropping your vape?
Oh my God.
In front of you, and you had to keep asking the people in front of you to pass the vape.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, we are here.
Okay, hey, welcome to the Sunday service. We're your host, Cowboys Can't Fend the Bandwang Boys. Chat, what is up? We got some real ones in there. We got Jenkins Gaming saying, way too early mock draft 2025. Ha, ha, ha.
I like
we got Kilo C saying, welcomes Cowboys to the Sunday service with Ant and the Bandwang Boys. We got Boots in the ground, Boots on the ground, or Boots in the ground if he was stuck in cement or something because he was playing
quicksand.
Around the sound of quicksand.
But, hey, guys, I'm stuck in quicksand.
Lava.
But Boots says, crack him if you got him. Happy Sunday. Can't wait for the NFL to drop the schedule this week.
Ooh, and that's actually a good segue.
And then
we'll see tomorrow.
And then, oh, really? I thought it was Thursday.
I thought it was,
Sorry.
The 9th? May 9th.
May 9th.
Yes, you're right.
And I think we're going to bump our show one day to actually cover the schedule. We'll see.
Makes more sense to do.
EJ Savage says this schedule is going to be huge. If there's a mini gauntlet early in the season, it's going to be a tough to overcome that. So yeah, I think we're going to chat a little bit about the schedule. So
we're going to do our predictions later on in the show. What we think. We did it last year. AJ kind of had a nice little format set up, and we kind of just guessed, or it wasn't even really guessing what the schedule was going to be, but what we would like to see.
Should we? Oh, damn. Too bad we didn't go back to that episode to see what we all said.
We were way off. We didn't guess single game.
We didn't, but we did review it. We reviewed it. So we'll do the same thing.
Did we? I feel like Ad doesn't actually, Ad's his brain because he's producing all the time. When AJ and I
Oh, no, no. Sorry. I was thinking win-loss records. Like what game was, we never went back and said, because we went through and we thought how we were going to end up the season and what games we were going to win and lose. We never reviewed that. I remember reviewing the prediction schedule. So yes, I do remember. And I do now remember this graphic as I'm looking at it.
There you go.
Sunday service, baby, where anything can happen.
There you have it. Dun, 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 dun. That's how it is. That's the Sunday service.
Hallelujah!
Yeah, and
Ad has on-air epiphanies.
I do. I think out loud, okay? And I'm not ashamed of it. And
you know
if
what
I'm
we
typing
should
something,
actually,
I never
debate in public.
And you know what? You know when you're in like a chat message group where you can actually edit your messages? I never re-edit my messages. And actually, I know this is a pet peeve to Alex, but I will also be that guy who fucking line by lines sentences sometimes.
I'm that guy.
Instead of paragraphing.
No, I text and I message how I think. How my thoughts go, and I don't sit there and think what I'm going to say. This is what I think. I'm a Tay makes fun of me for it because I'm like a burst fire guy.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm the same way.
I try to get it all, but sometimes that way is a little too daunting for some people.
I love it.
And they'll skip. No. I mean. The way I do, where I'll write,
I read like your first sentence. Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, okay. Like I'm just gonna, or you copy it and drop it into the chat GTP for a summary. Yeah,
can you just give me a summary on that in point form and in fast? Send it at me fast.
And try to talk to me.
You know what'd be a really good idea though? After we do the prediction, we should go back and review it after to see how close we were.
Last year, yeah. Okay.
I'm just jumping.
Oh,
he's trolling me. He's live trolling me.
And that's how good of an actor I am, because I got AJ.
You got me.
Okay, yeah. So what do we got here, fellas? What's the first article we got up on the board today?
Kendricks on Zimmer's style and the state of the Cowboys linebackers. And this is by Patrick Walker of DallasCowboys.com.
And I like he actually, on Twitter, he goes by Patrick No C Walker, which I think is a cool name because he doesn't have a C in his Patrick, which is funny.
No C.
Before we get into the article, though, what do you guys feel like the state of the Cowboys linebackers are? Like, are you happy? Are you kind of up in the air? Feeling excited?
Yeah, I think it's in an exciting place right now for the Cowboys. It's definitely improved if we're not including Micah Parsons. But I think Micah Parsons might play a little bit more linebacker with Mike Zimmer. That's going to be interesting to see because Zimmer will blitz from all over the field and not just always on the edge. And I don't know, maybe Micah Parsons didn't blitz from the edge as much as I think that he did, but moving him around, I think it's going to be great. And then also getting other guys involved. So I'm excited, but if we did pick up another linebacker who can just add some of that competition, because I think we're improved from last year, I'd be even more excited. But look, I'm pretty happy with what they did. To be quite honest, Kendricks was such a big part of making me satisfied.
Well, and the thing with the Micah Parsons being moved around, if that's the plan, like having him play more linebacker, then that second round pick of Marshawn Nealon all of a sudden makes so much more sense.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Like now if you're moving Micah to possibly play a little bit more in the box or more traditional linebacking role, well, now you got another cog in the wheel for D-Law. You have Sam Williams. You have... that's essentially like your main two and then Nealon, right? Well, so it makes more sense.
And Nealon was very good at the run passing, on his passing downs and running downs. So you could still have both of them line up, one behind another, and then you're just changing who's blitzing.
Exactly.
Is it going to be Nealon?
And then you're not, you're not always just thinking Micah's going to be running at the quarterback or lining up on edge. He could be playing a traditional style. And if you have him playing traditional style, Micah at linebacker, and he stays playing linebacker. And then when you do bring out a blitz, teams aren't knowing what to do with it.
Yeah.
Instead of Micah lining up and they're like, okay, we know exactly how we're going to attack Micah Parsons on this play.
Right.
If he's playing as a middle linebacker or a Will or a Sam linebacker and then blitzing out of that package, then it's a whole nother thing that the offenses have to worry about.
Yeah. And I think, I think Adam's doing something, so I don't want to feel rude not letting him speak, but
I can tell when Ad's in full mode, like figuring mode out. So
okay. I'm sorry. Somebody trying to talk to me while I'm working.
He goes away from the mic. Here, I'll do the Ad's doing something. He goes away from the mic and the lean in.
Yeah. Getting a better look.
So behind baseball, when we're doing the show, when we're doing the show, I have a bunch of pre-built stuff in there. So if I don't want to disturb the show and like resize shit on the screen, I'll go into preview mode. But preview mode on the computer is so small that I have to lean in and I have to.
That's how I know. Okay. That's how I know you're scoping something.
I thought you were. I shouldn't have said anything.
That's okay. But
my point being, I think Donald Dubb is going to be nice and could be utilized really well depending on how they play him the safety positions. Maybe they move him up onto the line for a couple behind the line tackles, because we know that he's capable of doing that.
Yep.
Since I wasn't paying attention to what you guys were saying, I will hit some chats, comments for you guys.
Sure.
Do it.
Perfect.
EJ Savage is cooking some burgers for the family. LOL. Sorry if I'm not as active in the chat. That's all good.
Enjoy the burgers.
Stephen White said hey a couple times. He said crack 'em cans, unleash the crack 'em.
Yep.
So I just wanted to give him some love there. Cowboy came in the chat, says Mike is a DE. He is the best pass rusher in this league.
Yeah.
He ain't wrong. Or
it just be. I'm just saying it would be interesting to move him around
and blitz out of a linebacker.
Still blitz a lot.
Yeah.
But just out of a different spot.
Out of a different spot.
And exactly. Not necessarily on the line.
Yes.
And then we got Cowboys Chris saying Sunday service.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Check out his conversations with Chris because Tony Goat Romo was on today.
Oh, nice.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Nice. Jenkins Gaming says I'd rather had Cooper over Nealon, but Cooper wasn't there, so I'm not mad. Talking about linebackers. I'm talking linebacker room. And then Cowboys Beat says, you guys are my hero.
Oh, hey. Well, I was just talking about Cowboys Beat. Hey, Cowboys Beat, we're looking to do a cross stream with you, my guy. So I'll reach out to you on Instagram or Twitter or something like that. But appreciate you being in here.
He'll keep you guessing which social media.
Yeah, I'll be flying at you.
I'm going to get you somewhere. I'm going to email you through YouTube.
But so, Ad, you never answered, though. What do you think the state of the Cowboys linebacker room is?
You know, I don't mind it. I like the fact that they got the veteran Kendricks in the room to help coach up these younger guys. Overshown, we're really excited about last season, so I'm ready to see that speed and that. He was all over the field when we watched him. So having that kind of speed and agility, similar to what Alex was kind of getting into about Micah Parsons, I think is great there. And then picking up Mariste, I think Mariste and Kendricks, I think, are going to be our big key core players this season, with Overshown kind of coming in for a lot of that speedy stuff, maybe on some of those blitzes. But that's someone who's never played linebacker in his life, kind of assessing a situation. I'm excited for the linebacker room.
I think that's a good way to finish it excited.
Because you're
excited.
Just like...
Excited.
Yeah,
excited.
We're all excited.
You're just like, you know what?
We're excited.
Everything that you just said made everybody in the chat stupider.
Do we just want to read the quotes, maybe?
Yeah, let's quote it up. So this is from Kendricks.
So the... at the end of the day, I had a choice to make, he said, speaking from this year's Reliant Home Run Derby to benefit the Salvation Army. It was a good program, but I think I would have taken a more of a reserve role. I feel like I have a lot left to give, and I want to be there. Want to be here and with Mike Zimmer.
So he was talking about why he picked, because originally Kendricks, this is a Kendricks quote, he was talking, or he had pretty much linked a deal with San Francisco, but he had audibled and ended up going with the Cowboys, and it was because with the Niners, he was scared he was going to kind of just be there in case someone got hurt, whereas with the Cowboys, he's going to be wearing the green dot. He's going to be calling out plays. He's going to be teaching the younger guys Mike Zimmer's playbook.
Oh, look at that one right there. I've been in the system for 7 years.
So hang on. Hey, let's set it up.
Sorry, go ahead.
Let's set it up.
Look, you said read the quote. So
I know. I get it. I know.
You go ahead and do it.
No.
I got stuff to do here.
Okay. Well, you can read the quotes. I just want to set it up. This is as well Kendricks talking about his experience playing with Zimmer.
Okay. Because I don't read anything else. No, and you guys shit
on me. It was on
me.
The teleprompter.
You guys shit on me last time for reading everything, so I was trying to be...
Well, even the last one is, we're going to just read the quotes, and then you read the quote and then read where he said it from.
I know.
Hey, go ahead. You got this.
I've been in the system for 7 years, the former Pro Bowler said.
There you go.
It's something I'm very familiar with. We're going to be doing different things here and there, especially with the personnel that we have here. I think it's good that, especially from someone who's giving the calls in the huddle, it can be a singular voice right now, especially as everyone is learning, in quotations or brackets or parentheses or whatever, the playbook. I'm already getting more comfortable talking with the guys, communicating alerting checks and things like that. We're only going to get better as it goes. Obviously, we're still inputting a new system, and it's a complicated one as well, but we're starting off slow, and we're doing it the right way.
Okay.
Doing it the right... I took artistic liberty to sing at the end there, because it's Sunday service, so you got to kind of sing like that sometimes.
But AJ, scroll up a little bit. That just shows the current depth chart. So they have Micah, and they also put Edge beside his name, but then Eric... Kendricks, Damone Clark, you got Overshone, DeMarvian Overshone. They have a star beside his name because he was kind of redshirted last year due to injury. Maurice LaFau, 87th overall selection. Damian Wilson, who was a Cowboy before. Tyrese Wheat, and then a bunch of undrafted rookies. So there's depth, there's pieces, there's going to be competition, so we like to see that at least.
I like Buddy Johnson. I think that's my guy.
Hey, Buddy BJ Johnson.
Well, hey, when we hit up the training camp, that's who I'm going to be watching. Where's Buddy?
Where's BJ?
Hey, where's Buddy?
Where's BJ?
BJ.
Where's Friendly Cock? Get it? Buddy Johnson? Yeah, we get it, kid. This is the third day you said this.
You keep saying it.
Are you a 40-year-old man or a 16-year-old kid with a growth...
Friendly Cock is his name. FC?
Yeah, Buddy Johnson.
That's some Can Fan folklore right
what
there.
What about Byron Vaughn's, Deuce's younger brother?
It's not actually.
He's 6'5". No,
it's not. Yeah, he's... Imagine that.
6'5", 250.
But you got a few undrafted guys. You got a couple guys from last year. And then you got the 87th overall selection. So I like seeing that list opposed to last year going into the season. Damone Clark and Leighton Vander Esch.
Speaking of the San Francisco signing, and then he had a deal inked, Ultra says, Kendricks had a better QB and chance to win a Super Bowl with San Francisco. Kendricks had to be drunk when he signed with the Cowboys.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, when you're in your 30s, you don't want to go there to play backup. He's coming to be the guy.
Yep.
Do you want to be the backup?
Being the guy with someone that he knows and the system that he knows.
It's a no-brainer.
It was a great move by the Cowboys for what was available within who they could.
They lured him away big time. The Zimmer signing lured him away from San Francisco.
We do have a rule here on the Can Fan podcast, specifically on a Sunday service, when someone gives super chat, we stop everything.
That's fine.
We got Pack Attack with a $4.99 super chat saying, "What's up, guys?
Hey,
quick question to all: which Cowboys receiver in their history would you want to have thrown a TD pass to?
Like myself." Like, if I would throw the TD pass to?
Guys, I'm just saying I'm throwing dots these days. So,
I mean, most of the Cowboys games I've watched were in the Dez Bryant era. So I got to go with my guy, Dez Bryant.
I'm going to go with Dez Bryant as well, because watching him do the jump ball, I watched a highlight reel a couple days ago of all of his jump ball catches for TDs.
He's going to make us...
Dez Bryant.
He's going to make us a lot better. We could just throw it near. And prime Dez Bryant, you can just throw it near him high up, and he's going to have a chance.
I'd go Michael Irvin in, just because I'd love to be on the Cowboys during those days.
Oh, you'd love to be at the White House.
Woo! Let's go, boys!
Well, at least you could say you threw it with your choice. You could at least say you threw it to a Super Bowl champion. Three-time Super Bowl champion. Ex-NFL Network.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin.
He said that's good. This is going to be the worst decision you ever make.
But it wouldn't have been vape 10. It would have been fourth quarter AJ. It would have been coked out AJ.
With Michael Irvin, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Eight ball AJ.
Eight ball AJ. Smoking cigarettes, smoking full Marlboros or fucking whatever. Eight ball AJ. Oh my goodness.
I think any of the 88s is a good answer, though. Drew Pearson, Michael Irvin, Dez Bryant, CeeDee Lamb.
You know what?
Any of those four.
You know what
would have
been
good?
Okay, my question. I'm going to steal Pack Attacks. Can't be an 88.
Can't be an 88.
Can't be an 88. Okay. I'd go Witten because technically he'd be a receiver. Can you?
No, he's tight end.
I know,
he's
but
tight end. No, it's a tight end. No, no, no. If we can't throw to 88s, you can't throw to tight ends.
Okay. He said
wide receiver is the question. Wide receiver in the super chat in the $4.99 super chat.
Yeah, but I stole the question
from Pack Attack. Well, you said the same thing. You asked a receiver and then picked a tight end.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Terrell Owens.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's who I'm throwing to. And I would have my popcorn ready.
Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley.
Oh, yes.
And then me and him could rap together after.
Yes, listen to those rap.
Man, I would say...
Jalen Tolbert?
That's just CeeDee Lamb, you know?
He's an 88, though. You can't do it.
Can't, shit.
You can't do Fergs. You can't do Schultze.
Okay, if I have to pick, I'd probably go with... shit, who's our boy that...
Seti
Denny.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I had a feeling you were going to go Seti. It's not a bad one.
Liked him.
I liked him too. I wish they would have
stuck around.
Instead of keeping Gallup.
EJ Savage is Miles Austin.
Miles Austin's a good one too. So undrafted.
Who did Miami pick up?
They took Cedric Wilson. Seti.
No, but.
OBJ.
They just picked up OBJ.
OBJ.
Six string wide receiver, OBJ.
Well, Seti might be like, get me out of here, man.
Come back to Dallas.
I'd take him.
I'm going back to Dallas.
I would take Cedric Wilson back, definitely.
And you know what? I will, for the rest of the chat, I'm going to get a super chat sound. Rather than me, I'm going to fucking get some sort of super chat, like alert.
Ching, ching, ching.
Boo. Money, money, money. Money.
Money, 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 money.
Jenkins Gaming says you got to say Cole Beasley because he was a beast. You were saying it for the sheer factor of him being a rapper.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But Cole Beasley was good. He had one of the nicest catches by a Dak Prescott ball ever. So,
right.
So we got, are we rolling into this right now? We doing it?
Well.
We doing it juicy?
I say we get her done because it could take us a little bit to sort this out.
So this is schedule prediction. If you want to update the little. Thirds are the little thing that you go. Or no, you don't. We don't have one built for Sunday service, do we?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, no.
A lower thirds thing. No, I don't.
No, so, it's because we just let the power.
I'm gonna.
Sunday take us on this ride.
I've been thinking of a new Sunday service look, but I'm trying to.
Is there anything else we wanted to talk about? Crack him if you got him.
I thought watching the Micah Parsons throw a fastball and him sumo wrestling would have been kind of funny, but we could hit that after, depending what timing is. I think this is probably better.
Yeah.
I think that could be as a better filler than doing it now and then this taking a while.
Cowboys Chris says, just let me know when the
crack
big
fella's.
Crack him if you got him. Just let me know when the big fella's coming to Chilliwack.
Hey, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well,
I think September, October would be ideal for you because you were here. I think it wasn't snowing the last time Cowboys Chris was up here, but. September, October in BC is just so amazing that it's the time to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you do what you did at the draft and have it full screen but not full screen? Because you could see how it looked at my thing right there. This is a behind baseball that I'm ruining for airway, Jay.
Okay, we'll get off this then.
I'm not on it.
Okay.
So these guys go, what we're going to do is we are going to have our dream schedule, Cowboys Can Fan dream schedule, because we know the – NFL schedule drops on Thursday, and we're going to kind of go through week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way to 18 and see how well we can predict it. And it's not even necessarily a prediction. It's more so what we think would benefit the Cowboys the most and see how many of these games we actually hit. We did the same thing last year, and I don't think we hit on any of the games, but it was a fun little thing because we can decide the Thanksgiving Day game, which we would end up being at. We can decide when the Cowboys get their bye week. We can decide who the Cowboys open the season with. So it's a fun little exercise and just to see what it actually lines up with.
And go and chat, stay active as we're doing it. We'll weigh in we might not take it, but we'll weigh it in, you know?
And there's two things we can get correct on this. We can get either the team that we're playing that week. Or if it's a home or an away. Well, we know it's home or away, actually, already. I got to pull that up.
Right.
Well, we know that. Yeah, we know, but we don't know
but
how.
We know,
that,
right.
You know that the team that's home and away, but not when it's on the schedule. And if this is your first time around here, hit that like button. Don't go ahead and share this, too, because we're trying to bring all the Can Fanomaniacs up in this biatch before season starts. And we want everybody to be cracking them if you got them on this fine Sunday. Because it's Sunday.
Send it to him, you heard me.
Because a Sunday is just always a little bit better with a crack 'em.
A little bit better? It's always better.
So here's our, we got a home away, home away, home away. And then I, you know what? It doesn't matter how we set these up. We know our home games that we're going to be playing are against the Baltimore Ravens, Bengals, Lions, Buccaneers, Saints, and the Houston Texans.
You did it good. So it's the teams on the bottom are the home.
Yeah, yeah.
Teams on the top are away.
Away. And then away, yeah. Steelers, Browns, Panthers. Who the fuck are those guys? Falcons and Frisco 49ers. The Frisky Boys. The
Niners, baby, because there's nine of them, son.
All right.
Dream schedule, guys. And that, oh, you already got the turkey day. Okay, I think this is our best way to start.
That's what it was last year, so I just kept it. Okay, so I don't actually 12, know.
We could, we'll just go with that. We'll just go with week 12.
It's going to be because the schedule's the same.
Well, I think they start off 1 week earlier this year. They start off like September 7th or 8th this year. It's weird.
It's going to be May.
But I think that's fine. I think we can leave the turkey day, and even if it's not the proper week, if we guess the right
Hey, you team, already got Stat Boy going down and fact checking.
But I think that's what we start off with. I think we start off with what game we want to see for Thanksgiving, because we will be at that game.
I mean, yeah.
So to me, and I got two teams on the away schedule that I would like to see. I don't know what you guys feel about it, though. So I'm going to wait for you guys to weigh in on it.
Why don't you just talk while you see your guys are fucking producing the fucking goddamn show?
Because I run out of things to talk about.
It's going to be on, yeah. It doesn't tell me the freaking week, though. And we should know the week. The 28th is the day.
So the NFL schedule, you need to figure out what the very first week is in the NFL schedule. I don't have my phone
September
on
September 5th.
Okay, so September 5th, so the actual first Sunday will be the 8th, right? Because the 5th is a Thursday. So 6th, 7th, 8th will be, and then you got to basically go count it
up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Week 12.
Hey, we did it. So just fast forward to where we were before.
Okay. Sorry, we got stuck and we had to figure it out.
Okay, week 12, guys. This is what we're going to start off with. It's a home game. It's going to be against one of our home opponents. What is our dream team that we want to watch? Well,
I am just going to bring up our last year's. And the reason is because I want us to have a look at where we might have made mistakes.
I agree.
Just real quick.
No, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
He's not. Let's check it out. He's,
I'm just fucking.
Yeah, you just.
Well, I gotta take a piss anyways. Hey,
you have to go to the bathroom? No.
You're texting us from the bathroom?
Idiots.
Okay, hang on. I'm just going to switch this up. But
I'll take it off the screen so we can boosh it here.
Actually, no. Sorry, my bad. I can do it this way.
Dallas Cowboys, Chris says, week one is always New York Giants. Well, I think we were Tampa Bay. Were we not Tampa Bay that one year?
Last year was
the New York Giants, wasn't it?
Last year was Giants, yeah.
But the year before that.
Okay, well.
This is fun, isn't it, guys?
So this is what we had done last year. San Fran, we wanted week one. Maybe we got that right. San Fran was week five.
That's a great image.
So we went with a bit of a pattern. I don't know if the pattern works.
I will say this, though. You should get a little bit of that long-haired mullet going again.
I'll try. I just need a good haircutter that can do that. Okay, so now let's get back to ours.
Yeah, guess what, everybody out there? We do fucking use Canva, okay? So sue us.
I think everyone uses Canva, don't they?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Okay, let's start off with week 12, Thanksgiving Day game. We will be at that game. What is something that we want to watch? Who's a team we want to watch play in Dallas for our fourth annual Can Fan Thanksgiving Day trip?
Well, first of all, we know it's a home game.
Yep.
So we can switch that over to home.
So we can go home.
And who would we like to see? What are the chances that it's going to be interdivisional?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, well, last year it was the Commanders.
The year before it was the Giants, and the year before it was the Raiders.
I think we either see Eagles at home week 12, or it's going to be someone like...
The Texans?
Browns, Panthers, or no.
It can't be the Lions, because the Lions have their own Thanksgiving Day game, so we can cross that one off. So it's going to be either the Browns, the Giants, the Texans, Ravens, Falcons, Bengals. Eagles. Bengals were are an away game.
Bengals are away game.
Why don't you do what chat's saying?
Yeah, I'm going to go right now. So Jenkins Game says, please say Bengals. Bengals is a home game. Okay. Vic says, Canada. Ultra Cowboy says, Ravens, ? Yeah, Ravens, we're all, but Ravens is away.
Yeah, so if you bring it back up, I have it fixed.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. Okay. So left side is away, right side's home. Now we can a little bit more easily kind of figure this out. So it's going to be anyone from the top rows here, which we're going to play home and away, or this right column. I could see any of these teams. Actually, Houston might be an interesting pick there.
I think Houston's my pick.
Yeah.
Can you juice my mic up a bit then?
You're juiced now.
Okay.
Yeah, Houston, I think, makes sense.
Well, you can bring it up more, Anth. Yeah, there's fine. You can see Anth's getting... Anth doesn't like behind baseball when stuff's not going. Houston, I think we're all happy with Houston.
Okay. So now it's just like throw a dart at the board here. Where do you, so anyone, bye week or who do you want to see week one? That's always the kind of the
and
nice
And is
one.
It going to be a homer away? Cowboys were home for the last two games. Last home. Two seasons, they've been home.
Okay, then it's going to be away San Francisco, I bet.
Who?
I think that's got a good chance away San Francisco.
That means we have to go to that.
I know. Which I'm not mad at.
I'm in San Francisco August 17th to 21st.
You're in Vegas.
No, I'm in San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah, Tay and I are going down to watch a concert.
Hey, so then what concert?
System of a Down and Deftones.
Oh, sick. Oh,
sweet. That's a good concert.
Hey, yes, scope the land for us.
Yeah, well, I'll be finding our seats. I think away against San Fran could happen. September. Let's just, that's what we picked. We picked us against San Fran away last year.
Yeah.
So we better double down on it.
Double down on it. Any other big dates stick out to you?
Well, the Cowboys always end the season, or the NFL always ends the season against divisional opponents. So week 18, well, we've played the Commanders the last 2 years. So I could see the schedule makers either making it a New York or a Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia might have a little bit more way because there's a chance that the Cowboys and the Eagles could be playing against each other week 18 to see which one makes the playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
I like that. And
then I'm going to go away on that.
Away.
We bookend away games. We start week one and week 19.
Okay. Good. Now we got more home games. I think that the Cowboys get a home game on the 11th.
Week 11?
Week 11, sorry.
Okay, and sorry, this is another thing they always do. So the Cowboys have the Thursday week 12 game, right? They'll always have a Thursday game week 13.
Yeah.
Just so, I don't know if that matters with the home and away. But if we go week 11's a home game, week 13 will have to be in an away.
But when was the last time they did a week 11 home game? Like the game before Thanksgiving? I think they're all, are they?
That has a good point because
they're mostly away games.
Last year it was Carolina before, the year before was Minneapolis. So I think Ad might be right. They might do an away game.
Let's give them away.
And it's going to be somewhere close. It's going to be geographically, it's going to be close.
Carolina's not far.
Carolina, but that was last year's. They played Carolina the week before Thanksgiving. Atlanta? I think Atlanta or Pittsburgh would be good choices.
Ooh. Okay. I like Pittsburgh.
I say Atlanta.
I think I'm leaning towards Atlanta also.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what chat says here. Chat doesn't say anything. Keep going.
Okay.
Week two is going to be a divisional game.
Yep.
I'm thinking home against the Commanders.
I say they start them double aways.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that. I don't mind getting rid of these away games either. That's so. But are they going to be big enough dicks that if you go away against San Francisco, then you got to play either Cleveland, which is, I guess, center of the United States, but then Pittsburgh and Carolina are both further on the East Coast, right? So you'd go coast to coast.
Then at home.
Yeah, I don't think Jerry would. I think they want to make sure that there's a home game in Dallas.
It's going to be, if you're not opening the season with a divisional matchup,
yeah,
week two is probably going to be a divisional matchup.
What about Eagles? Early, Eagles late?
Yeah, okay, do early.
That's a gauntlet so far.
I like opening it up like that. Okay. Let's make it tough.
Yeah.
Fuck it, week three, let's take on the Lions at home.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Also, another team I'd like to see play, but not, I'd like to go to Detroit to see that.
Maybe in the NFC Championship.
Yeah. They wouldn't be playing. That's one team we won't see the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving because Detroit's the other team that does.
Yeah, that's true.
So
we need to try to find a way to get there. And guess what? We are. CanFan is going to get to all 32 stadiums.
Eventually. How many have we hit? So far, there's not 32. 32 teams.
32 teams,
right. There's two. Yeah. Both New York teams play out of one stadium. And then two LA teams.
That's right. So we just got to see the teams wherever and then the stadiums.
Every stadium. Every so what are we at? SoFi, Bank of America Stadium. Are those our own? And Seattle.
Yeah.
Whatever they call it. Whatever sponsorship. So we're at four. We've done four of the 28 stadiums.
Which is nice that we haven't done San Fran. We're going to go see him week one this.
We're going to see him week one. Week one, baby. Away game now, fellas. And this is the thing we have a pretty deadly schedule at the start here. Are we leaning toward when are we? Let's figure out our bye. Where do you want the bye?
Right. I always like a late bye.
What do you consider late? I think week 13 is the last one.
Let me double check.
I feel like a week 9 bye.
Week 14 is the last.
Week 14.
Week 9's not bad.
I don't mind week 9. Let's do week 9.
Let's do week 9.
It's nice mid-season.
Week 9 or week 11?
It's week 9.
I mean,
we already picked a week 11 matchup.
I know, but I don't think they would ever give them.
Oh, you think you're just saying week 11 is a good.
That would be the best thing for them to have a week 11 bye, but I don't think that they would ever.
Last year they had week 7. Okay, let's go.
Week 12 bye.
Yeah, right? So week 4, who do we want? Home or away?
I would say another either home game or they're going to go out to Carolina.
Yeah, you don't want to boost all your home games right away, though. So we're doing this as our dream schedule.
Okay.
Let's do an away game. And who do you guys want?
Well, Carolina's not far.
Carolina would be good, too, because after these three tough teams, hopefully you can beat up on Bryce Young.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind an early Browns away game is better than a later one because it's going to be cold.
Well, let's do Brown. Oh, Steelers.
Hey, I think we should get tested in the cold.
Okay.
This team needs to be tough.
Do you want to play in Steelers cold or Browns cold?
I want to play the Steelers cold.
Okay, so week 5, I say we go Browns week 5 away.
Okay.
Remember, we still got actually
two more away games with
our own division.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a 3-week run
of
aways or homes during this season.
Well, if you this is going to be your chance to boosh it.
I say we boosh New York.
Okay, away?
Away. Week 6.
New York.
Now we've got kind of three tepid teams.
Now you got to
timid teams.
You got to take on a beast of a team or a team that's pretty good. I'm going.
Yeah, we got to get back.
Home against the Ravens. Week 7.
Yep.
It's a good time. Oh man, the schedule is a lot harder. We're playing a lot tougher. The Cowboys have a lot tougher teams this year than they did last year.
Didn't this couple do the schedules for the NFL for all the teams for years?
No, it's Major League Baseball.
That was baseball.
And then I think ridiculous. I think back-to-back homers.
Just a bunch of dudes like us. Okay, let's make the schedule for everybody.
Just how we're doing it right now, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us the Saints
at home. Yep.
So, I mean, that's a that first half, the first nine
The first nine holes of the season are tough.
Let's talk about these. What do you guys think? If we have week one against the San Francisco 49ers, week two at home against the Eagles, followed up by a week three game with the Detroit Lions coming to AT&T Stadium, then the Cowboys go for a three-game road stretch against Carolina Panthers, Cleveland Browns, New York Giants, and then to finish it up with the Baltimore Ravens and the New Orleans Saints at home. What are we going in the first half of the season before the bye week? And after that schedule there for those first eight games, I think a bye week is in need.
At worst, I see 5-3.
And who are you losing to?
I think with those first three games, Cowboys could get off to a 1-2 start.
Imagine an 0-3 start.
Oy. Then I think they run the gambit on their way. And then I think they might have trouble with Baltimore, or they might lose one on the away schedule there, but they come back basically 500, and then they or they'll lose to Baltimore and win in week eight against the Saints.
So you're saying 5-3, Ad? What do you got?
I say at worst.
At worst.
I want to say something different than 5-3. I think we're losing to Baltimore. I think we're losing to Detroit. I think we're going to lose to the Browns. So that's where my 5-3 are.
So you're going 5-3?
But I do think we're going to, if we go week one, I think we have a good chance at beating San Francisco.
If we beat San Fran and the Eagles and then lose to Detroit, I'll fucking.
That's what I feel.
You know what I would hate? Beat San Fran, beat Philly, beat Detroit, and lose to Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going 8-0. I'm going 8-0 on this starting, baby. There I'm going 8-0. I'm saying it. The Niners, you're done. The E-girls, you booshed. The Lions are coming back to reality. Bryce Young's a joke. Cleveland and Deshaun Watson are in shambles. New York still has Daniel Jones. By week seven, who the hell knows if Lamar is even going to be doing nothing. So, and then the Saints, they the Aints. So we're going 8-0 right off the get-go. Then we're cruising into the bye.
That's a boosh.
And I think a post-bye, I think we got an away game against Washington.
I like that.
Because then we're going to do, they're going to do back-to-back home games. Week 13.
So week 13, give us something tough here. Give us the Bengals week 13. Give us the Bangies. We also kind of, oh, shit. I don't know if I want to do Bengals because this is a dream situation.
Yeah.
Give me the Giants.
Yeah.
Give me the Giants at home.
Yeah. Awesome.
I like that better. Service up one.
Yeah, they kind of hit those. They kind of hit the AFC teams in the, later in the back half. Kind of, you know, like we've seen the Bills.
Well, we want the end of the schedule to be tough. So I'd like to end the season.
We got one away game to add in here.
Yeah, I would like to go Pittsburgh week 16. Bengals week 17, Eagles week 18. I think that's a nice.
That's a little bit of a mini gaunt.
That's a tough one to go into the postseason. Then you're battling to get into the postseason there. Those arguably week 16 against the Steelers and then week 17 against the Bengals, then week 18. Those are all playoff teams.
Playoffs.
And that's what we want. We want the Cowboys to be battle tested. Hell, give me the Bucs week 15, fellas.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get a couple easy wins against our divisional foes, week 13 and 14. And Washington with Jaden Daniels and a bunch of the ex-Cowboys players might be a sneaky hard game too. This schedule is looking a lot harder than
when you look at it.
Would you just look at it?
Look at this, though. We've created a...
You're right. Oh, we gave ourselves a little run there, didn't we?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. We gave ourselves a little four-game home streak run, which is... Hey, sign me up. Sign me right up for that.
Yeah, because we got one extra home game this season.
So what are you guys thinking for the second half of the schedule, week 10 to 18? If with this schedule, how are you liking the Cowboys' odds?
I mean, it's much easier. Although Houston's not going to be... Houston's going to be a really interesting game.
Houston's going to be awesome. Tough. And Bengals are going to be tough.
And I really hope that we do have them, because that would be a fun game to go to.
That would, a bunch of high power. That's Diggs versus Diggs, man.
Yes.
Diggs versus Diggs.
Live.
And Micah and his boyfriend CJ fighting each other.
Ooh.
A lover's quarrel.
BFF, I should say.
Yeah, there you go, BFF.
BFF's way
But
better.
Then ending it hard, so it's like you get a nice mix of back and forth in the first half, and then the second half starts out very easy, so it's nice to run up the wins, or easier. This is the easiest five strings of games that we have on the schedule. Washington, Falcons, Texans, which I don't think are easy, but then New York and Washington again.
Yep.
And then now we run into a nice little playoffs with the Bucks, the Steelers, the Bengals, and then finish it off with the Eagles. Like we started with thinking that could be the determiner in who is taking the number one seed or maybe making it to the playoffs if
a division. Yeah, at least who wins the division.
Yeah.
Even the Commanders could be a sneaky good team. Even the Falcons guys, like actually that back half of the schedule, there could possibly only be one easy team in there, which is the Giants.
I feel better.
I always think Washington
sucks.
It sucks. But
yeah, I feel better about the second half of the season in our dream schedule than the first half.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do think that we'll probably do something stupid and like lose to the Eagles.
Well, the Eagles are good though.
Yeah, the Eagles away, I'm saying.
So you said 5-3 in the first half, and now you're saying this is easier. So what do you think the Cowboys go in the back?
I think we're losing to the Eagles in the back half, and that's it.
So you think the Cowboys are going to finish?
Yeah, you heard it here first.
You think the Cowboys are going to finish 13-4?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. I feel like the record's going to be surprisingly better than it has been for us, and we're going to fucking short out. 13-4, it could go back to 12. It could go back to 12-5, and we lose to the Bengals and the Eagles going into the playoffs, which I could see that just completely demoralizing us towards the end of the season. I do feel like it's going to be a tumultuous season for us.
But you said 13-4.
But
that seems like a cruise.
Yeah,
13-4.
I shouldn't say easy games. I think that we're going to win those games. I'm not saying that they're going to be easy wins.
But I can't even say the goddamn
tumultuous.
To me, that's like a 9-8 season.
I just meant
like 13-4. That's better than we've ever seen.
I just
that's
mentioned like emotionally, like games being close, games being like squeaking out wins, things like that. That's how I feel. It's tumultuous. It's injuries.
I think
close games and injuries, and you're calling 13-4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Worst case, I think we go 5-4 on that back half because I feel like Washington's going to get a sneaky win against us probably week 10 in their home arena. But we finish 10-7. Good enough for a playoff spot.
So that's what I think the record's going to be 10-7. That's in my mind. I know I said 8-0 on the first half there. But then, okay, say the Cowboys do finish 8-0. That means they're going 2-8 on or 2-7 on the back half.
I couldn't handle
that. See, and that's a fucking whirlwind of a season that way.
Tumultuous
season. So just
tumultuous.
Call it 17-0.
I'm saying 17-0.
There we go.
You know, that's all I say. I've called 17-0 the last three seasons, and I went 12-5 on my prediction.
Yeah.
Right?
So?
I went 12-5. That's pretty good. If you 12-5.
If you made a $100 bet on each one of those games, I don't know how you'd end up.
Well, which we started doing last year, and then we started getting sneaky on shit because of like the guaranteed wins, the payout sucked.
Yeah.
So then we stopped doing it. But if the Cowboys, in three seasons, they went 12-5, if you just stuck to $100 every single time.
We'll get it rolling.
We are going to be rolling the CanFan bets.
Buckaroos?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there it is.
Definitely a harder, let's say this. This is a way harder schedule than last season.
Not compared to what my score
says.
Yeah,
and it has us at 13-4. I hope we are 13-4.
My 13-4 is laughable, but your 8-0 in the first half of the season isn't.
Well, I just said that we went 8-0, and then we went, but that was obviously joking, 8-0. You're dead set on 13-4.
I think I have a pretty good feeling.
Like if the Cowboys finish above 500, I'm going to be happy. Like, if the Cowboys finish 9-8 and still make the postseason,
okay,
I'll be happy.
Okay.
13-4, I'll be fucking ecstatic because I don't think they're a better team than any of the last 3 years that we watched them go 12-5. Do you?
I don't think they're as bad as we think they are. I don't think they're worse.
The division is better.
The division is better.
Washington's better. We're playing against better opponents.
Well, okay, here's another question then with our schedule. Do you think that we're going to win the division?
I think it's going to come down to week 18.
There hasn't been, how long has it been? I don't think it's ever been for the NFC East.
It's happened. It has been like, it's since 2003.
Okay.
The Eagles did it. The last time it was, the Eagles did it. They went back to back. It hasn't happened in 20 something years.
Okay. Then it's happening this year.
With I hope so.
13-4.
I kind of wish that the Eagles won last year. Actually, no, because then they would have won the first times.
I'm just expecting in this season, what obviously playoffs, they have to get playoffs. Playoffs.
Hey, this is for my 13-4.
Cracker with you. Hey,
I love the forever optimism in you, though, Ad. I do. Because you're going to be carrying the light this year.
We weren't talking about playoffs, though.
Playoffs. That's true. But this is, again, I would rather go 10-7 and make it to the NFC Championship game then go 13-4 and lose divisional round or the wild card round.
Listen, we've talked about this. 10-7 is better for our show.
Yes, unfortunately.
13-4?
You need to be content creators to understand that.
13-4 is better for, my season, I said, is going to be tumultuous anyway, so it's not like I think it's going to be very high-strung emotional games. But, it's the playoffs.
But to me, a 13-4 season with, like, close games, it makes it a better season.
Oh, yeah.
Shows that you could win games.
I just did it. Maybe you're thinking, maybe tumultuous isn't the best.
It's not the best word for
roller coasters. And the games are going to be roller coasters because I feel like we're going to be, what I was saying is like, it's going to be tumultuous because it's not going to be, we're not cruising through this season.
But even 13-4, you do cruise through the season.
I don't think it's cruising. Not the way that I'm seeing it.
Like 12-5, like the games that the Cowboys had last year, 12-5, that was a roller coaster to me, because they only beat they only beat bad teams and lost to any good team that they played against.
Yeah,
13-4 on a hard man. If they go through, you should bet, because you have a weird way of predicting weird shit like this. And because I'm so against it, it makes me even feel like it's gonna happen more.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm
12-5. I'm 12-5.
Hey, guess what? Already made the bets.
12-5.
You're like, you can't make the bets. The schedule hasn't been released. Sorry, WJ, I keep cutting you off there.
No, I'm 10-7, 13-4, 12-5.
I'm leaning 10-7 is kind of where I'm feeling right now.
So you boys are both 10-7ers?
Yeah, 10-7.
That's fucking court. Fairweather fucking Cowboy fans over here.
I called 12-5. I'll say this, though.
Still saying they have a victory season.
When we did call, when we've made our final predictions before season, which we're going to be doing come prior to week one, that's when we really get a stamp what we think the Cowboys are going to do. I've called 12-5 the last 3 years. Just saying.
Are you calling 12-5 again this year?
Right now, I'm calling 10-7.
Yep. And then you're gonna sneak switch it.
Well, 17-0, 10-7, same thing.
Yeah, right. Well,
all the same numbers.
That's just my prediction video that I do with every time the schedule comes out. I just do it to troll, right?
Yeah.
Win, 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 win.
At least
Super Bowl or a couple playoff wins. Super Bowl.
Are we doing it on Thursday then? The main event.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, we should.
Makes sense. Yeah. It makes the most sense.
What time is it release?
Like 5-ish.
Perfect.
It just makes the most sense for us to go. Yeah, for us to go live.
Well, hey, if we get any right, I'll do a screenshot.
Oh, shit, yeah. I have Friday off, so I'll do a screenshot with you.
What if the entire schedule is right?
Then AJ's going to be wasted.
You're doing a shot every single
one. Not every single correct one.
Oh, okay.
We didn't even get one right last time, so. Yeah.
Just like if we get anything right.
If we get one right, it's a screenshot. If we get two right, it's a screech and a shot. Or if we get more than one, it's a screech and a shotgun.
Okay, fair.
Oh.
That's what we top out.
And do we have to? We have to get the team right, or the
it has to be all of it,
the whole thing.
Yeah, it has to be team and home or away.
Home or away. Okay.
Imagine we make a stupid.
Well, it will be right because we know who the home and aways are.
So. Unless it's a divisional.
Unless it's a divisional. That's right. That's a wild card.
Imagine we do one. We make up a stupid a boost drink where you take the screech shot and you drop it into like a nude.
I wonder what that would taste like. Well, now we have to try that at some point.
Got
to
try it.
You just unlock something there.
You mentioned these two viral Micah Parsons videos. The first one here we're going to be looking at is Micah Parsons went one-on-one with a sumo wrestler. Tokyo Trip is wild. I don't know if Tokyo Trip is a... Oh, he's on a trip in Tokyo, I guess.
Yeah, with CJ Stroud with Bleacher Report.
Oh, let me unmute this. This gets tossed.
CJ. Cradling the baby. Why does CJ Stroud's body look like a 10-year-old? Yeah. Round two.
You know Micah wants to dig at it.
He's got his arms inside this time.
Oh, and then, of course, the mother in the chat, Bandwagon Baba, says, is he trying to hurt himself before season?
I know.
Exclamation marks.
He got him, though. Micah got him.
Micah's a big boy.
Yeah. Without, like, he had, the second he had some drive, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a world-class athlete. He does that. So it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that he got beat the first time and then kind of
Figured it out
a little bit.
Well, watch the first time. His arms, I think, are on the outside.
Let's see.
No, they're still inside. He gets the underhooks.
And then when he flipped him, he stepped out of bounds. I'm about to hit legs every day. And this time he just stayed way lower. This time he
keeps him in.
And then he starts pumping. So he still keeps, Mike is still pumping his legs, right? Going forward. And then right here, he gets him off balance.
There you go. Sumo champion. He's
what a great. It's like they're doing it in a sauna. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
When I saw this, I was like, man, this is like an underground sumo fight club here.
It's like the Hart family's.
Stu Hart's dungeon in Calgary.
The wrestling gym.
Yeah, where he just stretches people. Yeah.
So I like this title for this tweet. This is why baseball is different than any other sport. Both Micah Parsons and CJ Stroud are freak athletes. Watching them throw a baseball will never tell you that. So they're still on their Japan trip. They're just the two best friends. They're like that, the movie, the bucket list movie, but they're doing it together. Yeah. They're just doing all their bucket list things.
And like, everyone thinks that Micah Parsons is going to want to trade to the Eagles, but now it seems like he wants to be on the Texans, from what chat was saying. And by chat, I mean Ultra Cowboy. But I'm into it. I like when I watch them argue with each other about their, like when you see those clips of them talking about their dream O-line, dream offense, dream defense. Micah picks a dream defense. CJ Stroud picks a dream offense, and they argue about whose team would actually win. I like that stuff. I'm into it.
Is it on right now? Their show?
I don't know. I was just saying they must be doing something.
It was a draft show. It was during the draft show.
But with all the Japanese stuff?
They're obviously shooting something for Bleacher Report.
Yeah. So what I love about this, just before we even hit play, is Micah Parsons is dressed like he is a retired baseball player from the 1980s. Totally. Coming in like grandpa pants, grandpa shirt. Like, he looks chunky. And we just saw him with the shirt off. We know he's not.
It's that style right now, is the freaking ultra bag. I do want to go, if I go back to Japan in June, which I think I am, I gotta go see a baseball game.
Look how packed it is.
Games in Osaka are supposed to be insane.
Oh, yeah.
Look at how packed it is.
Look at this little Giants.
Here they go. Like, he's a quarterback. CJ Stroud's a quarterback.
What was that? Micah's in the dirt.
I feel like I could do better than that.
I think they were both so focused on not missing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest thing, right?
I would throw one right in the dirt.
I would throw as hard as I could.
Well, did you see when Russell Wilson threw the first pitch? He had a glove. He was on the mound.
Yeah, he ran out with the glove on.
Oh, my God.
Well, Micah has a glove on, though.
Sorry, he went to the mound, which technically you're not supposed to.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think when you're doing the first pitch, they don't let you go on the mound. It's for actual pitchers.
Not when you're dangerous. Yeah. I just thought those were a couple funny clips.
Funny, and it's a nice way to kind of bring a close to the...
Guys, okay, so we just did our dream, get our dream schedule back up there while we do our shout out. But we did our dream schedule for the upcoming schedule drop, the first big event post draft, and something for us football nerds to get a little bit more content out of. So we went through, we picked our dream scenarios. We will be back not on Wednesday for the main event. We are going to do it Thursday night. We will go live at 6 p.m. Pacific time as per usual. And we'll see how many of these bitches we got right.
Boosh it.
Let's boosh it.
Boosh it or lose it. Crack them if you got them, son.
Crack them if you got them.
That one sprayed my face.
Sprayed in his face.
Got him.
Like a poisonous snake. Drink its venom.